Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview at KCAW Sitka, your community radio station. Joining me in the studio is Mike Morris with the U.S. Coast Guard. He is teaching a lifeguard class this next Tuesday, June 27th. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great.
So can you tell us a little bit about this class and when and where it's going to be offered?
Sure. This is an opportunity for the public, general public, everybody in Sitka, to come to the Blatchley Middle School swimming pool. And if you have your own personal life jacket, bring it. Try it on the water, and we'll do some other activities while you're there. And this is done through cooperation with Shelley Dunn at the pool and us as members of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. We're all civilian volunteers, so we decided that this should be probably something that people have never done. I don't know. A lot of people have life jackets, but you just when you go to the store, they don't have a pool for you to get in and try it on. So this is a chance to see how does this thing really work. Do you like it? Does it fit? What's it do in the water for you?
And I'm pretty new to Sitka, and I kind of assumed this would be a biannual thing, but you're telling me, or a few times a year, but you're telling me this is the first time in a while that this has been done, right?
It really has. And we were talking to some of the auxiliary members in Juneau, and they were going to start reviving theirs. And we actually had a underwater training. I was a Surface Operations Academy for 4 days in May. We got talking about it a little bit, so I thought, maybe we should do that here. So we finally got it together, and we thought, well, this is before the 4th of July activities, and if the weather holds, who knows, there'd be a lot of people on the water. We're into the boating season. We also thought, well, maybe next year we could do this prior to the Salmon Derby. It would be a kind of a nice way to kick off the boating season, so we're going to try it next year a couple times also.
And you said you had a class last night, correct?
That's correct.
And how did that go? What were some of the, can you tell me in a little more detail some of the things you went over in the class?
Well, we had kids tried on life jackets, mm-hmm. and found some of them didn't fit as well as they thought. So they got out of the pool, and let's resize them. So mm-hmm. they learned that. And then we went in and we did help and huddle, which is two positions to extend your time in the water. And it will do that by hours, depending on water temp and your physical condition and so on. Mm-hmm. So we did that. We also taught them how to, if they had to get off of, say, a dock and or off of a boat with a life jacket, how to go about doing that. We try and teach all of this stuff as risk management. You're never going to eliminate risk, but we like to manage it. And mm-hmm. the life jacket is one way to do it, and how you enter the water with that life jacket on is important. And so we did that, and we had throwable devices. And so they practice throwing, and somebody didn't hang on to the throw bag quite right, and the bag and the line and everything went.
Oh, no.
Oh, I guess we didn't do that right. No, well, we'll just do it again. That's why we're here. So we did that, and we put some yellow foam sheets out along the edge of the pool, and we simulated ice. Mm-hmm. And I know there's not a lot of ice around here right now, but people are out on the lakes here, especially Swan Lake and probably Thimbleberry. And if you break through, what do you do? How do you manage getting out with that? And so we practiced that a little bit too. So, yeah, lots of activities. And we're open from 6 to, we'll close down at 7:30. So you can come in at 7 and we'll move you through the program. But it's going to take at least 30, 40 minutes to get from all the activities and such. So you could come in after 6 and it would be fine. You have to wait a little bit before we get some more space and send you in.
And you were telling me that in order to kind of like showcase the impact of the temperature on the body, you have a video that you might show of Olympic swimmers. Can you tell me about that?
Well, yeah. You know, some of our other classes, I always show that. But I could tell you that there's two Olympic swimmers. Sharon is a silver medalist, and she has a pair of jeans and a sweater on. And they have her nose plugged in. She has a breathing tube. Mm-hmm. And it'll board across her back because it's just a tank and the water's 50 degrees. I say, okay, Sharon, I want you to swim. She's doing a breaststroke. This is an Olympic swimmer. And have an underwater camera and you can see at the 7-minute mark she's losing coordination. By 10 minutes, her coordination is gone. She can't even tread water and so she's out of the pool at 10 minutes. A lot of people say, well, I can swim. I can swim to shore. It's only a mile away. Mm-hmm. Well, Sharon, I don't think made doing that breaststroke, keeping her head up a mile in that time, even as good as you are. Mm-hmm. I know most people couldn't do that. So there's that. It's kind of one of those myths. Mm-hmm. Also, Duncan is dressed with everything a British sailor would have on during, say, a winter patrol off in the English Channel. He's got long johns, wool pants, hat, you name it, boots.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in a chair and with a nose plug and a breathing apparatus. And they lower him into the water. It's not like a dunk tank. He doesn't hit there instantly mm-hmm. like you would if you fell overboard or off the dock. So they lower him in probably as fast as you and I would sit down in a chair. He's in there. He holds his breath for 10 seconds. That's it. And he's sucking air. And he takes, by the time he gets the seatbelt off and to the surface, which is not all that far, he's taken 4 breaths underwater. Mm-hmm. And he's a goner.
Mm-hmm.
Your lungs are full at that point. And CPR is not going to get water out of the lungs. So, it's vital that people have those life jackets on. Mm-hmm. It gives you and whoever's trying to get you out of the water that opportunity to do that.
And that ties back into something else you were telling me earlier, that, you know, like there's a common misconception that hypothermia is the thing that gets you fastest. And can you...
Right, that's correct. Yeah, it's what it is cold muscle tissue. It's mm-hmm. swim failure long before hypothermia. They put thermistors on people, put them in 50-degree water, 45-degree water, and they've left people in the water with a life jacket on. They're shaking pretty good, and they're in that mild hypothermia stage when they pull them out. And they've been in for an hour, and they're still conscious.
Mm-hmm.
They're chattering and shaking a lot. It's that swim failure. You're Gordon Giesbrecht, Dr. Popsicle, we call him, because he's gone in ice water,
uh-huh.
literally, when he was cross-country skiing. He has a 1-10-1 rule, a minute to get your breathing settled down because of that cold water response, that gasp, about 10 minutes of meaningful activity depending on your physical condition and environmentals and such, then about an hour that you're going to remain conscious or so, and before you slip there, and if that happens in the life jacket, you're going to drown. And that cold water muscle, that tissue failure, you will be unable to grab a line, a ladder, and such. I was in the water with my Edgecombe kids. I teach a class there with Matt Hunter, and he lets me come in.
Mm-hmm.
And my gloves weren't working. And I was in the water first in November. It was November 1 or 2, mm-hmm. and I was in the water, and I wasn't in much. My hands were kind of in and out. I got to tell you, my hands were cold mm-hmm. within a few minutes. It was tough. They were starting to swell. And so it's... this water can really take it out of you. It's amazing.
Well, so the class is next Tuesday, June 27th, and you said there's no registration. You just show up. It's all ages, and bring your life jacket, or if you don't have one, then you may provide some.
Right. Yeah, we'll have life jackets there. We've got a couple of type 1s, 2s, which are the big ones that the charter boats normally have, and then we had a couple of the... what everybody calls Mustang suits, the coveralls that mm-hmm. float you, and they have a couple pair of those that people could try on, and the Type 4s, which is the throwables that probably nobody's really thrown. They
mm-hmm.
sit on the cushions a lot, but yeah, they are a rescue device.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
I've been speaking to Mike Morris of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. They're teaching a life jacket class at the Blatchley Middle School pool. That is next Tuesday, June 27th, from 6 to 7:30?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Thank you again for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.